This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome to hour number two. Lee Elsie, thank you for hour number one. This is the most coordinated attack on conservatives and Trumpers and real Republicans in the history of the earth. And it is disgusting and it is disgraceful. They're out hunting us. I've never seen anything like it in my life. And it's all Saul Alinsky. Whatever you see when you look in the mirror, blame the other guy. They're all cutthroat, vicious killers. They hate us. They want to murder us. They want to rape us. They want to send us to re-education camps. They want to murder us and shoot us by firing squad if we're not brainwashed into being liberals. You don't believe me? You think that might be a little outrageous? Really? Have you heard what the top attorney for PBS said when he was caught undercover by another one of those Project Veritas James O'Keefe videos? PBS's chief counsel, Michael Beller, said some of the most disgusting things I've ever heard in my life on an explosive undercover video. He defended violent attacks on the White House. He advocates for the children of Trump supporters to be placed in re-education camps and we should lose our children. And he praises COVID-19 for killing people in red states. If you don't believe they're out to kill us all, if you don't believe they're out to take all of our rights away, you are a naive moron. Okay, anyone who tells me this isn't as bad as it looks is a naive moron. This is 1938. They are the Nazis. It was only last week that some guy who looked just like all the kids I went to Columbia with, they all look the same. Communist Stepford wives. And this kid went to Princeton instead of Columbia. The same thing. Same people I went to school with. And he was a big shot media executive. I can't remember for who. But he said we all need to be basically destroyed. Every Republican, every Trumper needs to be destroyed. And now this guy, this chief attorney for PBS, divulged his radical agenda to Project Veritas when an undercover reporter asked, "What are you going to do if the Democrats don't win?" And he said, "Go to the White House and throw Molotov cocktails." That's what they would have done. If Trump was reelected, they would have attacked the White House, and they would have killed people, and the media would have said, it's okay, it's justified. We go in and act like idiots. A few Republicans march into the Capitol after the police open the doors and merely act like morons, like little infants who don't know what they're doing, jumping up and down in Nancy Pelosi's seat, dressed in ridiculous outfits. And that's like compared to Adolf Hitler. That's the famous night where they broke all the glass, Kristallnacht, in Germany. I mean, that's what Arnold Schwarzenegger said. Who's he? A big Austrian Nazi talking to me, a Jew, about what you think Trump's people just did? No, that's not Kristallnacht. Kristallnacht is what's happening now, you moron. You Kennedy brainwashed moron. Schwarzenegger, no one will go to your movies anymore. Don't you know the only people who go to action movies are conservatives like me, red meat eating conservative Republican men who love Trump? So your movies are all dead now. Another moron doesn't know his own audience. And had the nerve to compare Trump and his supporters to Hitler. When in reality, they're all doing Saul Alinsky. They're the Hitlers. Mr. Austrian, I am Schwarzenegger. Beller compared Trump to Hitler in these times, which are unique, he said. This is the lawyer for the lead lawyer for PBS. Trump is Hitler. He went on to claim the children of Trump supporters were being raised to be horrible people, proposed an evil solution that would send that generation of intolerant, horrible children to so-called re-education camps. I told you, they really want to do what the communists do. We go for all the Republican voters, and Homeland Security will take their children away and we'll put them in re-education camps. And then he said we'll call them enlightenment camps. And we'll make them nice with Sesame Street characters in the classrooms, and children will be forced to watch PBS all day. He said kids who are growing up knowing nothing but Trump for 4 years, you got to wonder what they're going to be like. He said he's happy to live in the nation's capital instead of America's small town, asserting those people are dumb. Americans are so effing dumb, he said. You know, most people are dumb. It's good to live in a place, Washington, where people are educated and know stuff. Can you imagine if you lived in one of those towns or cities where everybody's just stupid? And then he admitted he believes what's so great is that coronavirus is spiking in all the red states right now. That's so great. A lot of those red state voters, our state voters, are sick and dying. Folks, these are lawyers. These are Ivy League educated lawyers and top television execs. These aren't some ignorant radical Antifa. He says because either those people won't come out to vote for Trump because they're sick in the red states, or a lot of them are dying. Oh, my God. This is what you're dealing with. And I tried to tell everybody because I went to Columbia with these people. And it's really the same conversation that I heard from the I'm going to find it for you right now. Hold on one second. I'm going to try and find it live on national radio here. But it's the Columbia University, philosophy. It's the same thing all the kids believed in when I went there. I was going to write this column, The True Face of Liberalism, and it was going to be about this ABC News director said we got to cleanse America. Do you know what cleanse America means? That's a Nazi term. That's a Soviet term. Under Stalin, where they cleansed the country. It's a communist China term, where they cleansed the country of millions of people. Can you imagine? And now this guy says this. Between the two of them, these are the faces of what's going on in the United States of America today. These are the people you just put in control of the country. And they've all got Trump derangement syndrome. They're mentally ill, and they want to kill us. The political director of ABC News talks about cleansing America of Trump supporters. The liberal media, can you imagine, spent 4 years calling Trump an authoritarian and a fascist, and they want to cleanse us. I didn't hear us talking about cleansing liberals, but they're looking in the mirror, and whatever they see, they're blaming it on us. Rich Klein, just like the kids I went to Columbia, white, Jewish, just like me, and hates himself, hates his Jewish religion, hates Israel, hates the Jewish people, hates the American people, hates Christians, hates Republicans, same kind of person I went to Columbia with. Hatred. Rich Klein, political director of ABC News. I went to Columbia with nothing but my fellow white Jewish kids who all hated America. And hated Israel, and took the side of the Palestinians, and constantly talked about Cloward Piven bankrupting all the white business owners and the white wealthy people of America, and giving the money, redistributing it to poor black people and minorities. It's all I ever heard at Columbia. Same type of self-hating liberal losers. All of them are Lucky Sperm, or were Lucky Sperm Club kids, are Lucky Sperm Club kids. Meaning they were dropped down the right chimney and they were raised rich and they're so guilty about it, it's pathetic. That's what they all have in common. And this was everyone at Columbia. You know, I hung out with lots of kids and maybe 50% were Jewish, but 50% were all the other religions, the rainbow religions of the world and races of the world. And they all had the same exact hatred for themselves and their parents. And this week he wrote on Twitter, this Rich Klein, about the cleansing America of Trump supporters. And someone must have told him how awful that sounded because he deleted the tweet, but not before a copy was made. ABC demands cleansing Trump movement from America. Beware, 75 million Trump voters. The media is calling for your ideological cleansing. ABC's well-respected political director, Rich Klein, said, even aside from impeachment and 25th Amendment talk, Trump will be an ex-president in 13 days. The fact is, getting rid of Trump is the easy part, Klein wrote. And this is not a tweet. This is on his blog, a popular blog, they claim. Cleansing the movement he commands or getting rid of what he represents to so many Americans is going to be something else. Drawing comments that sounded much like Adolf Hitler. Someone tweeted out, I want people to remember Rich Klein made this comment today about people who have a different political view. He's the political director of ABC News. The word he used, cleansing, is beyond disturbing, considering his position. 75 million Americans must be cleansed. These people want to kill us. I told you that. I warned you of that. They want to kill us. They hate us. They want to torture us. They want to murder us. They want to re-educate us. Now you hear it from ABC political director. Now you hear it from the PBS chief legal counsel. Look where it's heading. Trump campaign official denied entry into a TV studio for an interview, told he's on a list of people they won't allow in. Trump campaign advisor Jason Miller said that he was barred from entering a Washington, D.C. studio for an interview with Fox business personality Charles Payne. He was refused entry because he is on a list. Do you understand what kind of lists are out there? Can you imagine the list that Wayne Root is on? Jason Miller tweeted out, wow, the anti-Trump censorship deplatforming is out of control. Just went to Live Shot Studio in D.C. to join Charles Payne on Fox News, and Live Shot's employees told me I'm not allowed to use their studios because I'm on a list. Where have we seen this before, folks? This is Nazi Germany. I told you, I warned you. I wrote something a month ago, probably 2 months ago, that it's starting to feel like 1938, and I was right, but I was way early. This is 1938. Mixed with 1984, George Orwell. My God. You're not allowed to go to a TV studio because you worked with Trump. I guarantee you everyone who ever worked with Trump is never going to get another job. They can't work at a law firm. They can't work at a lobbying firm. And soon they won't be able to board airplanes. They'll be like the people who won't take the vaccine. They won't be able to travel. They won't be able to go out in the world. And they won't be able to earn a living. Because liberals have decided they're Nazis. They're coming for you. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil. Our immune systems are facing the most stress, perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance offers remarkable products to support our immune systems. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Personally, I love and use their liquid vitamin D complex, trace minerals, natural greens, and probiotics. And the best immune-boosting product I've ever used. Since taking these products, my energy is up dramatically. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. I'm feeling better than I have in years. And, of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. And my fans get 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Help me support a truly patriotic American company that truly cares for your health. Call Freedom Health Alliance, 888-910-0341. Just say War sent you to get 20% off. Call now, 888-910-0341, or visit freedomhealthalliance.com and use the promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's freedomhealthalliance.com.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important thing you need to know. First Credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
I mean, we live in two Americas, you know, and the two Americas are red states, are booming economically, doing about as well as you could possibly expect considering the COVID circumstances and the fact that other states can't do any business at all. And they're shut down and closed down. They're doing about as well as could be expected. Red states and zero tax states still doing relatively well. And then all of the blue states are in disastrous situation. Disastrous. And then we're in two worlds from the standpoint there are people that work for other people, and there are people that own their own business. The people that own their own business are the ones who understand the economy. People who work for other people have no idea. You have no idea what I go through on a daily basis owning my company and raising money, paying taxes, and dealing with investors and dealing with government. You have no idea. And I kept saying that under Obama, small business optimism was horrible, the lowest in history. And under Trump, it was the highest in history. Why do you think that is? And all of a sudden, Trump gets defeated. And what do you see? Small business optimism unexpectedly collapsed in December. What a surprise. Not unexpected to me. Every small business owner in America is a Republican. And they all love Trump. And they all thought Trump was great. And for the most part, they had to keep it to themselves because they didn't want to lose their customers and have people boycott them or picket them or put them out of business. But they were all Trump people. I've known small business people my whole life. All of them love Trump and love Republican Party, or did. I don't think the Republican Party even exists anymore. They stabbed Trump in the back, and so that's the end of the Republican Party. How stupid. But small business optimism unexpectedly collapses in December. Not unexpected to Wayne Allyn Root. I could have told you it was going to happen. And I'll read that story to you in just a second. I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Energized Health, John and Chelsea Jubilee. You know, I had my meeting this afternoon Had a business lunch with a new company that's trying to become the new Twitter. And they've been around for 2 years, but really have not spent a lot of money, done a lot of marketing or promotion. And big new investors come in and pump them with money and pump them with enthusiasm. And his goal in life is to make Wayne Root the front guy, the face and voice and spokesman for this new I won't call it an app. I'll call it a website that is like the new Facebook/Twitter. And we came to a meeting of the minds and shook hands. I can't tell you any more details yet. I'm waiting for the actual contracts over the next few days. But I will be the spokesman for this company. I'm hoping Parler will be back in the next few days. I want to continue to be on Parler. I want to continue to be, you know, anywhere that I can reach maximum amounts of people to educate them and empower them and make them enthusiastic, you know, get them excited about being a capitalist and a conservative and a Trumper. Nothing wrong with it. But the point is, for me to be a spokesman, you got to look good. You got to look good on TV. And I'm 59 years old, and it's not easy to look good when you're 59 years old. It's not the same as when you're 29 and 39 or even 49. And so I just want to thank John at Chelsea Jubilee because they did it for me. You know, I was in a restaurant today, my favorite restaurant in Vegas, Mastroianni's. I've got a few favorites, but that is the favorite. I love Osaka. I love Vintner's Grill. I love Texas Day Brazil. But I really love Mastroianni's. And Mastroianni's is just close to my home, you know. 10 minutes from my home. And I walked in for lunch. There were probably 20 people eating in the restaurant for lunch, 20. And in the hour and a half we were there talking business, all 20 tables came up to me to say, oh, my God, it's Wayne Root. Oh, my God, it's Wayne Root. Oh, my God, I love you. Oh, I love you. Oh, you're the greatest. It was really incredible. 20 for 20. Every human being in the entire restaurant is a fan of Wayne Root. And every one of them said, oh, my God, you look great. What are you doing? And the answer is energized health. That's what I'm doing. I mean, I'm doing a lot of things. I do all kinds of things to look good and all kinds of things to look younger and all kinds of things to look better and all kinds of things to be healthier. But the number one thing I'm doing is energized health. From John and Chelsea Jubilee. I'm more than halfway through my 88 days on the program. I've already lost 25 pounds of fat, and I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, and I've added 10 pounds of muscle, and everywhere I go, people go, oh my gosh, you look the best I've ever seen you. My gosh, you look so thin. But it's not a weight loss program. It's just a fat loss program. And it is working. Don't take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com. Check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Click on the red button. Watch the masterclass. It's free. And it will give you all the details. Call 888-444-8895. 888-444-8895. Mention Warren. Get 40% off. 40% off. 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com. Thank you for making me the best Wayne Root could possibly be. Thank you, John and Chelsea Jubilee of EnergizedHealth.com. When we get back, yes.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wyoming Republican Congressman Liz Cheney, the number 3 House Republican, will vote to impeach President Trump for his role in inciting a deadly insurrection at the Capitol last week. Cheney releasing a statement saying there has never been a greater betrayal by a president of the United States or his office and his oath to the Constitution. The FBI continuing to investigate the deadly riots that took place at the Capitol last week. Assistant FBI Director Stephen D'Antuono saying the investigation is nationwide and a 24/7 operation.
The FBI has worked hand-in-hand with the United States Attorney's Office and our law enforcement partners to arrest and charge multiple individuals who took part in the destruction.
Over 150 cases have already been opened. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. It's a rough week, I'll tell you. I know a lot of conservatives are very depressed, and I mentioned to you that when I walked into a restaurant today, every table in the entire restaurant came up to me over the next 90 minutes to tell me they're huge fans of the show and huge fans of mine and couldn't believe I was eating with them and wanted to hear what I had to say. And please tell me, Mr. Root, that President Trump will be the president on January 20th. And I sure can't tell you that. I think anyone who thinks that has been seriously misled, sadly, seriously misled. I don't know why President Trump didn't try something rather jujitsu-like and try and turn a loss into a victory. I mean, there were options in hand, but he never was able to get them in play. It's all I could tell you. I don't believe now anything is going to happen between now and January 20th. As a matter of fact, I believe they've so beaten down President Trump that he just wants to leave without the 25th Amendment, without being impeached, and he wants to be left alone and spend the rest of his life playing golf. That's the problem. I think President Trump is actually, for the first time in his life, beaten down. So many people have abandoned him. You know, you've got the majority leader, McConnell, abandoned him. And you've got members of the House coming out saying they want to impeach him and he's a terrible person. I've just never seen anything like it in my entire life. It's all so strange. He didn't do anything wrong. But let's speak to the legal authority. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise, law, entertainment, and media, website jameshurston.com. James, have you ever seen anything like what's happening in the last few days where everybody turns on Trump and everybody forgets the incredible things he did over the past 4 years for the middle class and the economy and capitalism and the United States of America and Israel and the fight against China? The guy has been one of the greatest presidents of all time, and over one incident where people just acted like idiots, you know, it was not anything like an Antifa incident. It was not anything like a Black Lives Matter where $2 billion of property was destroyed all summer long at events all over the country. And yet they're making it like it was the biggest insurrection and riot and traitorous action in the history of America. And you can never fly in an airplane again if you were there. The whole thing is insanity squared.
But insanity squared is what we've seen every time the enemies of Trump have tried to unseat him. And so this was planned. It was executed. The whole media narrative was ready. A big tech was ready to do what they did. And it's just the same thing, except this time Fox News is in on it. The Drudge Report is in on it. And of course, the Republican Party is in a, speaking to the Republican Party, a great citizen of Las Vegas passed away today. And I wondered if you knew.
Sheldon Adelson. Sheldon, yes. Sheldon Adelson. I knew him very well. Knew him well.
I had one time where I met him because I had a client that wanted to present a project to Sheldon Adelson. And it was in the Venetian, and he had his secret elevator, and I went up there, and I didn't really know anything about him, but this is a guy who was born a Democrat, who was a big Trump supporter, who was an incredible resource to conservatives and Republicans, and one of the best friends Israel ever had, and it's a big loss, but it's kind of, you know, it's fitting with the time that we're going through, this dark time, that we would lose Sheldon. But that being said, you're right.
Well, you asked if I knew him. I just wanted to mention I knew him very well because I was the founder of the Republican Jewish Coalition of Nevada in the early 2000s, I think around 2003 or 2004.
Oh, okay.
And so where do we have the events? Always at the Venetian and always attending almost every event. I won't say always. I'll say almost always attending almost every single event with Sheldon Adelson himself. And he'd come in. He would come with Miriam, his wife, and it would be like royalty had just walked in the room. You know, the billionaire who owns the fancy hotel we're in, you know, has just shown up. And it was like, oh, my gosh, Sheldon's here. And everybody would come scurrying over to form a line to shake hands with him. And so I had a chance to meet him so many times. He was at all my events,
I figured,
hotel.
So I figured you did because, and he's the guy that was the original founder of the Sands. And I mean, he's the Vegas institution in a way.
So I wrote 400 columns over 4 years for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and he owns the paper. And I'm sure that he was instrumental in making the decision to get me hired. And then when we parted ways and went our separate ways, I'm sure because he was sick is the reason they were able to end my column. It was the most popular column in the newspaper, and they came to me in March with the most cockamamie reason the world has ever heard for ending my column, you know, that I have too many advertisers on the radio, and those advertisers, you know, have nothing to do. They diverge from the Las Vegas Review-Journal's interests, so they're going to let me go. And, it was because there's an editor who doesn't, who was held in check by Sheldon, because it's Sheldon's newspaper, and that editor hated me from the first day I met him. He was a liberal Democrat. I hadn't pegged from day one, and for the first day he tried to get me fired, but he couldn't because I had the most popular column and Sheldon liked me. And then the minute Sheldon got sick and he had nothing to do with the newspaper anymore because he's too busy fighting cancer and worrying about his casinos all over the world, he just left the newspaper with his son-in-law. And then at that point, that's when the editor struck and got rid of me. And Sheldon, really had nothing to do with it at that point. He was very ill. So that's how I wound up losing my job at the Las Vegas Review-Journal, just when Sheldon got sick. So Sheldon was kind of a friend and a benefactor of mine and always treated me well. And thank you for everything you did for me, Sheldon. And God bless you and rest in peace. And I hope you're in heaven right now.
Well, amen for that. And as far as what you said, I did watch the president. He spoke for 25 minutes today, and he looked great, and he was strong. And, I feel as though there's a lot of reporting that we have to take with a grain of salt. There's a lot of palace intrigue. It's really hard, actually, to figure out exactly what's going on. But the one thing is, he is not a defeated man. He's got incredible strength, and what he returned to was the issue, the orphan issue that made him in the beginning, and that was
the
wall and immigration, and how these caravans are lining up, and the Biden administration in their campaign talked about essentially opening up the border, reversing all of the policies of the evil Trump administration, and they're backpedaling like crazy now. And I thought one thing was striking in Trump's speech is he talked about the 25th Amendment, and he said basically there's zero risk of him being removed by the 25th Amendment. And he talked about the impeachment hoax. And he made a statement. He said to the Biden administration, he said, be careful what you wish for. And I that sounded to me like the old feisty Donald Trump. And then we're hearing these conflicting reports about impeachment. But the one fact that we have to take comfort in, and that's not to say that Democrats are going to follow the Constitution, but they can't have an impeachment in the House voted on and a trial before the 20th, which leads them to a trial after President Trump is a private citizen.
And can you impeach a president who isn't president anymore?
You cannot, not constitutionally. And it's an illegitimate trial. And I don't believe that Republicans will participate in an illegitimate impeachment trial, even though there's plenty of turncoat Republicans that would vote to convict this time that didn't last time. But this is even a thinner impeachment. This is a joke. It's supposed to be high crimes and misdemeanors, and what the president did happens to be constitutionally protected speech, which was not incitement by any definition.
Right, but when you think about James Hurston, what they just did to Parler, and what they did to kick Trump himself off every social media in the entire United States of America and the world, all of it's unconstitutional. None of it makes any sense. None of it. And so I heard just today, did you know in 2018 the United States Supreme Court ruled that you can't keep a convicted sexual offender, a pervert, a pedophile. You can't keep them off the internet. You have no right to. They have just as much right to see the news as you and I do. Supreme Court ruled that in 18. I didn't even know that. So you're telling me in this age you can't keep a pervert off the internet who's been convicted of being a pedophile and raping little children, but you could keep a conservative off the internet?
No, no. And the justification that they're using for these actions is that these entities are not government. They're private companies. I would argue that because they're more like utilities. But let me tell you something. They overreached because when Amazon kicked Parler off their servers after Google Play and Apple kicked them off the various app stores, that went over a line. They are going to pay for that because the lawsuit's been filed. That is a breach of contract. That is unfair competition. That is a violation of the Sherman antitrust law. It's a slam dunk.
And does it open up any disaster for them that maybe then you could get rid of that clause that gives them those wild protections they've got?
Not for 2 years because, you know, the Democrats have the power now. There's no chance to repeal Section 230 when the Democrats are in the pocket of these tech companies. But
I can't figure out why Trump didn't do it. I don't know why he didn't see the wisdom in doing that while he was still in office, and he could have saved his presidency with that. James, we got to go to break. We'll be right back. Stay with us. More with James Hurston and Wayne Allyn Root when we get back from the break in about 4 minutes. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal, but we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW. That's 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8-GOLD-NOW.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, you know, whenever the people come up to me, a lot of them try and grab my arm because I say on the air all the time that I'm getting arms like Popeye. And I dare people, when you see me, grab my arm. And I'll make a muscle for you, and you will not believe how strong I am. 59 years old, my arm is like steel. And people do it. They did it in the restaurant today. It's very funny. But here's the beautiful part about this X3 exercise bar. It's not only that it's made my arms like Popeye, because that's pretty cool. And I'm 59 years old, so that's really cool. But also, it's very small, so it takes up no space. You can actually hide it under your chair and bring it out in the living room at night. You don't need a gym or anything like that. It's compact. And it's made in America. All the key components, anyway, are made in America. And it's 16 different research studies show it's more effective than free weights for building strength, speed, muscle, and avoiding injury. It only takes 10 minutes a day. That's the important. 10 minutes a day. And not just more effective than weights, but studies prove three times more effective. That's why it's called the X3. Get it? X3, three times more effective. Invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jaquish, who's become a friend of mine, well-known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. Very cool guy. So get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. 10 minutes a day. x3bar.com. Enter your promo code WAR and save $75. x3bar.com. All right, I got a couple of texts in the break. I want to ask James Herson about them. James, welcome back to the show. New York Times author, law professor, website jamesherson.com. And I just wanted to mention to you that my lifelong best buddy from childhood, Matt, texted in. He said, it's so strange that politicians are pieces of garbage. They're not like you or me. They have no allegiance. They have no loyalty. They have no honor. They have no integrity. They have no courage. They're all throwing them under the bus. I've never seen anything like it. Isn't it amazing? I mean, Matt's on the money. It's really startling to see how quickly they'll throw a great man under a bus.
Oh, no, it really is. Well, I think one of the things about professional politicians is that in many cases, what they are is bad actors, meaning they're trying to be thespians. They're trying to be actors, and they'll switch on a dime. I mean, look at the way Kelly Loeffler promised that she would, in fact, launch opposition to the
Electoral College. Yeah.
And then she comes in and she reads terribly, by the way. She reads a speech explaining that she can't in good conscience do it based upon the events of the day. And so many people did that. And so what it is that, people want so much, you know, it's part of it, actually a psychological need to be part of the herd. But what they want is their power. And they will turn towards the perceived power. And it's very clear now that the power is going to reside in the Democrat Party. So you've got these people essentially sucking up to the power. And but to see it happen in front of your eyes.
It's so fast, so fast.
180-degree turn. But we just saw, look at this. Governor Cuomo yesterday completely sounded like President Trump saying we've got to reopen New York.
Right. And I agree with him.
You know, in other words, he did a 180-degree turn. It doesn't fit. And this is the man who's constantly talking about following science. So we see this. We see, it shows a lack of loyalty, a lack of integrity. And just being part of a system that no longer has integrity. The Democrats have just offered a bill to abolish the Electoral College. Their administration's not even in office, and they seek to destroy the Republic with a bill.
It's, well, did you see? I only saw it in one place, James. Somewhere yesterday, and I never downloaded it, so I don't have it in front of me to prove it. But I saw somewhere there's a bill in Congress just came out to ban conservative rallies because they're encouraging terrorism. Now, how is that even possible in the United States of America?
It's not legal. It's a domestic terrorism bill that tries to define what would be, without mentioning it by name, a gathering of people that has the same kind of rhetoric as a Trump rally as some kind of domestic terrorists. But this is the same kind of reframing that we're seeing about the president's speech. And if somebody's questioning it, read the president's speech where he uses the word peacefully. And he talks about showing strength. The strongest language in that speech is if you want to take back your government.
Well, I've said that 1,000 times. Right. In all my speeches, I say, take back the country. We got to take back the country. And I get standing ovations.
Right.
I didn't say go kill anybody. Nobody said go kill anybody. What if somebody goes kill somebody? That's their responsibility, not mine. I didn't tell them to do that. There's no way they could prove that was his intent. Not even possible. Right,
exactly.
Lawyer?
And that,
okay, good.
And that's the basis of the impeachment, which means it's a sham.
Oh, it's a total sham. It's the basis of impeachment. It's also the basis of the 25th Amendment they want to call into play. James Hurston, we got to run. The music's on. New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise, law, entertainment, media. He is the man. JamesHurston.com. Check out his website, JamesHurston.com. Thank you, James. Love having you on.
All right. Thank you. God bless you.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.